Ketanji Webb Walker is president of Kennedy King College. How you doing? Get close to the microphone, my sister.
I am doing just wonderful.
Because they need to hear your voice.
Thank you. I'm wonderful. I'm excited to look around and see all of the energy, the hustle and the bustle. I like to see our people getting vaccinated and protecting their health.
Vaccinated is very important. Can you baptize? Do you have the powers to baptize? Have you ever baptized anybody?
I have not. I've been baptized, but no.
There you go. Now, how are you? How's Kennedy King doing?
Kennedy King is wonderful. You know, we are really rebuilding. We are on the upswing post-COVID. We're seeing a lot more life on campus. We're seeing more students on campus. We have more in-person classes. And for us to host this kind of event here is really just the kind of thing that we want to do to open the doors to the community.
What can we do in terms of a community? I know we are here for a specific reason.
Yeah.
Titus, do me a favor and grab that mic. I'm going to let her hand hold it. I know we are here for a specific reason today. We're here with the Chicago Department of Public Health to get you guys out here to get your shot. Two shots is the two-shot drop, y'all. You're going to get a flu shot today to keep you healthy because flu season is among us. And also, you're going to get your latest COVID shot. And coming up a little later on the show, Dr. Jackie is going to be with us to tell us all the details about that and a lot more. Unwrap it. And a lot more. And then you will be on your way. But Ketanji Webb Walker, I said Ketanji.
I have heard much worse.
You didn't correct me, though. That just proves how cool you are.
That's right.
Ketanji's here, and Kennedy King, so what? Here's what we talk about all the time on the show, right, on WVON, is we talk about access to education. We talk about how important public education is and in our community, whether or not we have the educational resources to compete with everybody else in every neighborhood in this country, not just in the city, but in this country. And a lot of times we get this narrative about what we don't have.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And Ketanji, we need to start talking about what we have.
Absolutely.
And what you have here at Kennedy King College is an amazing facility. You have an amazing, you correct me and elaborate, you have amazing group of educators here.
Absolutely.
That are unselfish and committed to educating young people. And I would say educating young black men and women, but Kennedy King is more diverse than that, right?
We are still a very proud, predominantly black institution, federal designation, because the bulk of our student population are black students. We're seeing a growing population of Hispanic and brown students,
sure.
But we are very proudly, predominantly black here at Kennedy King. And you brought up an interesting point. You know, you talk about the importance of a community college, and you talk about leveraging what we do have. And one of the things that I always say is that as a community college, we are charged with, honestly, they say you can't be all things to all people, but that is our charge. We have to be all things, and we have to make sure that we're meeting our community members where they are when they come through our doors. The most important thing is that our students come in and they are healthy and whole when they come into the classroom. You cannot learn if you're hungry. You cannot learn if you're ill.
Sure.
And so for us to host this event today is near and dear to my heart because we are working to establish ourselves as a healthy hub in the community. So that means we want to open the doors. We're working toward food insecurity for our students. We are working toward making sure that our community members have access to healthy resources. We have a food pantry to make sure that nobody is going to class hungry, nobody is going home hungry. We have just refurbished our fitness center over in the W building,
and it's
beautiful. You got to see it. So
let me tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
I work for a black construction company.
Nice.
So, you know, my mission is to make sure that black contractors are in black neighborhoods working on buildings.
Okay. I hear you.
So I know that process goes through a little bureaucracy, right, in order for it to happen.
But, you know, City Colleges, we have a commitment and we have a responsibility to make sure that we are working with MWBE certified businesses.
Right.
So
right.
We are.
And we are.
Yes. So we are always.
So my next question is, do you need your office redone? Because I'm going to bring my crew over.
Well, we're actually working on quite a few areas in the college that need to be redone.
Okay.
So, let's talk. We're going to
talk
after the mics go off.
Right. Now, let me ask you this, because I am strong on this when I talk on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think, you know, black America, and particularly black Chicago, we have been under-resourced for so long.
Mm-hmm.
that we are kind of stuck in this mindset of being victims, right?
Yes.
So we buy into these narratives, right, what we don't have, mm-hmm. instead of, like I said, I remember when this building was built,
yeah.
and we were all like, wow, man, you see what's going on over there? Mm-hmm. You see the new Kennedy King? You guys got radio station, the TV facility? I mean, I got a walkthrough so many years ago, and I was just like floored. But my mindset, man, for our community is to let's stop thinking about the past
right.
and victimization and start strategizing about how we're going to build our communities moving forward mm-hmm. and having educational institutions like Kennedy King in our midst is important for us to utilize. Mm-hmm. So what we can, all you can do is build a building and put a Catania in there and all these amazing educators and resources, but we can't go to your home and pull your kids out and force them to come to school.
That's right.
There's a buy-in from the community.
Absolutely.
And I would imagine sometimes as elated as you are about having this facility, that is probably joined with some frustration knowing that it's being underutilized.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if I'm misspeaking, let me know.
No, not at all. We have seen enrollment declines since COVID hit us, and people, they had some tough choices to make when COVID came. I have to go to work. I have to stay at home. Schools are closed. My children are at home. I need to be at home with my kids. And so now we're seeing the numbers grow. Our student population is growing. We're doing all we can to make sure that they don't just start, but that they're able to be retained at the college. So we've got a wellness center. We've got, you know, one of the things I always say is that Kennedy King College has for too long been a hidden gem in the community. I'm looking for the day when we just become a gem in the community and that people know what's going on behind
you. Are a gem.
Well, thank you.
In the community. You personally and the school.
Thank you.
And just based on your commitment and everything that you have. How do we do this, though? How do we get more people in? How do we get people to understand that you can come to Kennedy King and take some adult continuing courses
right.
just to get trained up so you can get a bump in your income at work?
Absolutely. And we are committed to making sure that finances and timing are not a barrier to community members who want to come in and take classes. You would be surprised at the number of scholarships that we offer. Financial aid is available to students who qualify. And so we are about breaking down those barriers. We want to mitigate any of the things that people think are going to stand between them and a college education. So we have not just two-year associate's degree programs, but we have certificate programs where people can come in and earn a viable trade, a viable
yes.
living in a matter of 8 weeks, 16 weeks. And so not just here at the main campus, but at our Dawson Technical Institute. A lot of people don't know that Dawson Tech is a part
yeah.
of Kennedy King College.
Yeah.
That's where our construction trades are focused.
Hey.
And so we've got folks who come in and do a 16-week program, and they leave here. They work with ComEd. They work with People's Gas, making $60,000, $70,000, $80,000
yes.
a year. And for many people, that's life-changing. That's a life-changing,
man.
Generation-changing wage.
Let me tell you this. I work for a black-owned construction company, and I wish I could do it more than in words, show people what the black people that work for us, people that work for us in our office, just not even on our job sites,
right.
just the professionals we have in our office, have the names that you guys are familiar with. Catrice, Renee, mm-hmm. Brandon, Roosevelt. Those are names that our families have.
Mm-hmm.
And in our office, we have black people that come to work every day just because of this company. That have cars and have own homes and are creating generational wealth.
That's right.
And are making enough money, just based on what you were talking about with the ComEd and those jobs, to put their kids into college.
Absolutely.
To get them educated at a high level so that they can come back to our community and make a contribution. This is the importance of training.
That's right.
And education and jobs. I see these young brothers and sisters that work on our job sites, and they're working, and you know, we do drywall, we do interiors, you know, we're mainly everything that's inside. And I see these brothers working hard and sweating and dirty, and they're coming out and getting in nice cars and going home.
Absolutely.
And not like show off cars. Just, you know, they getting pickup trucks and stuff.
Yeah.
And they go into homes that they own. Construction workers, and they're able to pass the wealth down from that ownership to their children and to
That's
their
right.
grandchildren.
That's
and,
right.
and this is important. So we need to spread this word
Absolutely.
More.
And then
get
it
people.
Becomes a given, because when you have a parent who's gone to college, it's almost a given that their child is going to go to college, and they begin to pass that legacy of educational
sure.
achievement down. I'm first generation in my family to graduate from college. And so,
where'd you go to college?
I went.
All right, everybody give it up.
Hey. I actually attended Harvard University in Boston, outside of
wait,
Boston.
Wait, hold up, back up. You went where?
I went to Harvard.
Graduated. See, now that's what you give it up for. Damn, you are a bad sister. But I mean, but you know what? And here's the reality. Even instead of reacting like damn, you went to Harvard. That is our norm, though, guys.
That's right.
You weren't the only black female there.
Absolutely not.
Black women are at Harvard. Black men and have been there. Mm-hmm. You are standing on the shoulders of people who broke down those barriers at Harvard.
Amen.
Black people before you got there. Where are you from?
I am from New Jersey.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. And you're here in Chicago now.
I've been in Chicago for almost 20 years now. So this is home. This is it. I'll be here. My children are here and my husband is here. And so Chicago is
so
home.
So I see you got two last names. So this husband guy, Mr. Walker guy?
He is amazing. He's wonderful.
We like him.
It took me 46 years to find him. And so
is that right?
He's not going anywhere. No.
That's funny, girl. And you were telling me he's from Chicago.
He's from Chicago. He is a proud Southsider.
Now, do you know where he went to high school?
He went to a private school. He went to Latin.
Oh, I know Latin. Yeah. He went. Well, Latin's up on Clark North
up
Avenue.
North. His mother taught at what was then Cooley High, and so she wanted her son.
So he's got some. But see, that's what we do, though. You see, educators. You know, we take our kids. Latin is a great environment because, number one, you're getting an amazing education. But also, and just like you're at Harvard, we need black kids at Latin.
That's right.
We need black kids at Latin. You know, my buddy Bill Stratton, one of his daughters went to Latin. I think two of his daughters might have went to Latin. But when you go to schools like Latin and Francis Parker, which is down the street, your kids create relationships that will last them for the rest of their lives.
Absolutely. Networking is key. You know, and honestly, that's one of the things that we focus on here at Kennedy King. We talk about the importance of building connections within our classrooms. Students have to know who they are. That's one thing that our white counterparts and our Asian counterparts learn from a very young age about creating study groups and about supporting one another to make it through college. And so that is something that doesn't necessarily come naturally to us as a people. Mm-hmm. And so we talk about how important it is to stand on one another's shoulders, to support one another, to build that sense of community and welcoming and belonging in our college.
All right, so we are here at Kennedy King College. That is Ketanya Webb Walker, president of Kennedy King. We are here for an important reason. We're here with the Chicago Department of Public Health, and we have a lot of partners out here, vendors here. New Covenant Harvest is here. Burnside Community League in the house. Alicia and I forgot my friend's name. And Belinda. She is the zodiac sign of the House of the Covenant Ark, she told us earlier. She wasn't telling me her sign. Even though I heard her, she's a Pisces, y'all. I heard her. And we are here to encourage everybody to come on out to Kennedy King College, 6401 South Halsted. We're in the Y building. You're going to see the signage out there. And we are getting healthy. We're getting shots. We're doing our due diligence, our responsibility to our friends, our family, and our community. COVID and flu shots, right? This is very, very important. Let me tell you, all you need is to get COVID one time or the flu one time, and your butt will be up here getting a shot. And let me tell you, if you're over 50, you might as well try to find a place to get a shingles shot, too, because if you ever know anybody that had the shingles, and I'm sure Dr. Jackie will tell us when she comes on with us, too, about getting your shingles shot as well, because my brother had the shingles, and that scared the hell out of me. And so we are getting our shots, but also we're celebrating this institution. That is Kennedy King College, and we want to make sure that we have young men and young women and not so young men.
Not so young.
And not so young women.
That's right. We're here for everybody. And I would be remiss if I went off the air and I didn't talk about some of the classes that we're going to be rolling out for the community. I mentioned that we have a brand new fitness center beginning in January.
Okay.
So we are going to be reopening our pool, which has been closed for a number of years.
Wow.
We know that our young people drown at much higher rates because they don't know how to swim. So we're going to be rolling out learn to swim classes for young people. We're going to have aqua aerobics for seniors.
There you
go. We're going to have open swim for folks who already, have some swimming skills. We're going to be hosting healthy cooking classes at our Washburn Culinary Institute.
There you go.
So, you know, we love good food. We love to put the ham hocks in it and all of that stuff, but we're going to learn how to do it in with a little healthier spin. So we are really invested in the health of our community.
Now, if you need an instructor for the swim classes and the aqua aerobics?
I do, and I need lifeguards. So if
one of my best friends, EJ Jackson, is just, that's what he teaches aqua aerobics. He teaches boot camp classes, he does a little bit of everything.
We're going to share information. I'm in need of instructors and lifeguards.
And he is good at both. When we were kids in high school, EJ was a lifeguard with Chicago Park District, right? And so they took him, and this is many, many, many years ago when I was 16, and he was at North Avenue Beach, right? And it was so funny because I went there when he was, like, taking his tests at the beach. And it's a trip because they jump in Lake Michigan, and what they have to do to be a lifeguard, I mean, that's no joke. You have to know how to swim. I was scared for him, right? And he passed it just with no problem at all and just great. So this summer I was interviewing, and I forget the lady's name. She is the superintendent of Chicago Park District. And I was interviewing her, and she was talking about how she's got a shortage of lifeguards. Chicago Park District had a shortage. In fact, they couldn't open up some pools because they had a shortage of lifeguards. So I was telling her about my buddy. I said, look, my high school buddy, he's an amazing lifeguard. She was like, yeah, I need him. I was like, he's 60, though.
That's okay.
And that's what she said, too. Okay. That's exactly what she said. She was like, give me his number. And she was serious, too. So, see, we can, and I make that joke, but to the point of continuing education and what Kennedy King, you are never too old to get trained up, to get educated, to expand your horizons, to increase your income by getting some training up
here. That's right.
I love it. Ken, let me ask you this. Can people join the health club?
Our health club, we're going to be opening classes below cost. We are going to just be charging enough so we can pay our instructor.
Yeah.
And so it will be at way less cost than anybody will pay to go to LA Fitness.
What I'm talking about,
yes.
Right? Because that's another asset for the community, right?
That's right.
Because, I mean, being right here in Inglewood, I mean, having a health facility at the level that I'm sure you have here at the college is important.
It's a beautiful facility. You know, we're not Hyde Park, so you can't walk outside and go into LA Fitness or
exactly.
go into another.
And that's the point I'm making.
That's right.
I mean, and to have a parking lot and
to
have a facility with a swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
When is the pool going to open?
We are looking at March for the pool because there are hurdles and hoops that we need to jump through just to make sure it's safe and ready to go.
All right. I mean, you need to get some permits and stuff because I know some people at City Hall.
Okay, well, we really
so
need
just
to
let me know.
Okay.
I can make. Where's
You're
my phone?
Bump
I can make
us up on the list.
Yeah. I can make a call. I know people.
Good.
You're not intimidated by me wearing sunglasses inside, are you?
Not at all.
Okay. All right. Cool.
I can see your eyes. I'm
okay.
Good.
All right.
I'm good.
I know you're wondering. Katanya's like, what is he doing wearing sunglasses in here? I don't know. It's just Saturday morning. I normally don't get up this early.
Gotta look cool.
Love you to pieces. How can people follow you on social media?
They can find Kennedy King on Facebook, and I'm looking around for my director here.
Well, bring your director over later.
Kennedy King 6301 is our Instagram handle.
Right.
Kennedy King 6301. If you find us there, you'll find us elsewhere on social media.
And do you need me to be a spokesperson for Kennedy King? You
yes,
see how
I
good
do.
I was
yes,
doing that?
Yes, I do.
All right,
so
good.
When the mics go off, we are going to reconnect.
Right. We're going to negotiate. That's funny. Katanya, you're amazing. Katanya Webb Walker, everybody.
Thank you.
The president of Kennedy King College. Give her a round of applause.
Been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
And give Mr. Walker a round of applause, too, for finding this amazing sister and bringing her to Chicago for us. Thank you so much,
Thank
sister.
You.
I appreciate you and love you to death. All right, we're going to take a